Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Okay, to continue on the thought of get along, little ladies, we talked about Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they are agreed? And I'm saying to you that you really can't walk together and agree unless you decide. Number one, yesterday we talked about wanting to get along. Now, the next thing is deciding that you're going to have a friendly spirit. That's the second point. Deciding you're going to have a friendly spirit. Now, what's a friendly spirit? Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. So, a friendly spirit is saying, I'll do to that person how I want that person to do to me. You know, and a friendly spirit is not answering somebody curtly. You know, treating them with kindness. You know, a little bit of it, if we would just get back a little respect for each other, it would change our lives. It would help us. Demonstrating a genuinely friendly disposition will open the door to a good relationship. Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, a friendly spirit is one that says, I'm going to reach out to other people. To get along, I've got to be a person that reaches out to others. And I am going to be more concerned about how I'm making somebody else feel than how they're going to make me feel. Do you understand the difference? You know, some of us go to church and we go there waiting for somebody to come up to us. We go there waiting for another person to make us feel welcome. Well, what's wrong that we can't take on the burden of going up to other people and being friendly to them? That means every social function that there are. Let me give you a little challenge. Mrs. Evans gave this challenge one time, and I thought it was a very good challenge. She said, every social function that you go to, you reach out to 5 people, you know. Now, I do realize what that means. That means going away from your comfort zone. It means walking up to a complete stranger and taking the chance that they're going to reject you and hurt your feelings. Or one of the things that I think so unfriendly is when somebody comes up, say, hey, how you doing? And you say, fine. And then you turn away from them. That's rejection. That's not a friendly spirit, you know. And some of you, that's what you get, and that's why you don't go up to people and talk to them. You don't go up and even greet them because you don't want to feel rejected. So a friendly spirit would be part of getting along with other people. You know, it's letting people know, I'm out there for you. I'm going to make you feel welcome. I'm going to make you feel good. You know, that's important. That's crucial in any relationship, but especially if you say, Loretta, I would like to have a friendly spirit. I've just told you 2 ways you can do it. First way is for you be the one that goes up to 5 people every social activity. Every time you get to church, every time you go to a banquet, every time anytime you're around people, you go up to 5 people. Then the second way is when people come up to you, you be the one that says, well, thank you for asking, and how are you doing? You know, just a small, doesn't mean you have to have a long conversation, doesn't mean you have to say a lot. Now, the third part of being friendly is, you know what, why don't you ask people about their lives? I was recently with a pastor's wife, and I have never been, I can remember back one other time when somebody's been so inquisitive and made me feel like they really wanted to understand what my life was like. And the questions were tasteful. They just asked me certain questions about how do you do this and how do y'all live? And, you know, and it made me feel good. It built me. And that was being friendly. So that's the third way that you could have a friendly spirit, is by doing that. I hope you'll get encouraged by this and learn how to get along with each other and have that friendly spirit that everybody you come in contact deserves. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.